Now, I've just got a story given to me by some sources, and I won't name the person involved yet, but I do have that person's name in front of me. It's alleged this person, who's a very prominent NRL player, has been photographed urinating on a public order riot squad police vehicle on the far north coast of New South Wales over the course of the weekend. The police as yet have not charged anyone. There is apparently CCTV of the person in the act of urinating on the police car. Like I say, I've got the name of the person here in front of me, but until the police come back to me and confirm via police media or somewhere else that they have charged someone or spoken to someone, I won't be naming the person. But it's a person in rugby league, very prominent player, who's allegedly urinated over a police vehicle whilst in a obviously drunken state. Another problem for Mr. Smith and the NRL, I would imagine, to investigate. We've placed a call to the NRL club that houses the NRL player that I'm hearing urinated on a public order riot squad vehicle on the far north coast of New South Wales. The club say they are aware of allegations against a player but are unable to confirm anything. They are not aware of a photograph of the alleged incident. Well, that's what I'm being told, that there may well be CCTV or some other person may have taken video of the incident. And if that comes to light, we'll certainly let you know here. And Chris will be all over it later this afternoon. Now, back to a story I brought you a short time ago about information I received that a prominent NRL player had been caught urinating on a public order riot squad police car. We went to New South Wales Police. We asked them if they'd had reports of NRL player Greg Bird urinating on a police car at Byron Bay. They came back with this statement. This morning, police issued a criminal infringement notice for an offensive conduct matter relating to a 30-year-old man. Greg Bird's 30, by the way. It doesn't say his name here. It relates to an incident on the main drag at Byron Bay at 7:45 last night. The man allegedly urinated on a fully marked police car. It was a public order riot squad car, I believe. Greg Bird was in Byron Bay over the course of the weekend. He got married on Saturday night. This allegedly occurred on Sunday night. It's one hell of a way to start your honeymoon. Greg Bird not expected at training this morning. We've spoken to the Gold Coast Titans. They don't have a statement for us. They say they're waiting until they track Greg down for his version. There's apparently a point of contention about where he may have allegedly urinated. Thanks for confirmation.